Okay, so for the purpose of this exercise, I would like you to pause this meditation in order to set an intention about what you want to release and what you want to invite in. And so after you've set that intention of what it is that you're wanting to release and what it is that you're wanting to invite in, then you will be ready to listen to this process. So as you think about what you're wanting to release or let go of, I invite you to close your eyes and notice, where do you feel that energy, feel that experience in your body? So if you've thought of a thought or a belief that you want to let go of, or an emotion, so commonly around this time I'm hearing a large theme of shoulds, a lot of judgments and shame because everyone's schedules have changed. People are not used to working from home, so they're either feel like they're working too much or not working enough. There's a lot of shoulds. I should, they should. And ultimately, it comes from a deep fear that a lot of us have in common, which is a fear of not being enough, a fear of not doing enough, a fear of not having enough. And so if that's true for you, tune in, or again, notice what you set the intention of what you wanted to release that's important for you. Think about that, and as you close your eyes, tune in to where you feel that in your body. And this process is going to invite you to work with this energy, work with where you feel it in your body in a physical way. And so take a few deep breaths for me, allowing yourself to come into the present moment, allowing yourself to tune in to the body, noticing where you feel that sensation in the body. So when you think that thought or have that belief or feel that feeling or feel that sensation, maybe it's pain that you want to release, just check in with, where do you feel that in the body? As you breathe in and as you breathe out. And now that you've located where you feel it in the body, imagine your hands are like a good front loader, a good scoop. So use your hands and imagine scooping that energy, scooping that sensation out of your body. So if you feel it in your hips, if you feel it in your chest, if you feel it in your heart, maybe you feel it in your head, maybe it's a headache, wherever it is, imagine scooping it out and literally hold your hands in front of you as if you were holding that energy in the palms of your hands in front of you. So again, you've tuned in to what it is that you want to release and let go of. You've taken a few breaths and recognized where you feel that in your body. And you've used your hands and you literally imagine scooping it out of your body and you're holding it in front of you. And with your eyes closed, because we can tend to really tune into ourselves more easily when the eyes are closed, in your mind's eye, look at the energy that you're holding in front of you. In your mind's eye, look at that energy that you've scooped out and notice what it looks like. Notice any images that come to mind. And as you hold it, notice the weight of it. How heavy is it? Does it have a temperature? What color is it? What is its texture? Does it have any smells or aromas? Allow yourself to really breathe it in and smell it. Does it have any sounds? As you move it around in your hands, just really noticing. Does it make any sounds as you move it around? Noticing the weight, noticing what it looks like, noticing the texture. Really allow your mind's eye to describe what this energy feels like in your hands. And as with all beliefs, emotions, sensations, they all serve a purpose. Sometimes it's to remind us of a past pain, a past hurt, and the body has held on to it, believing that it would help protect us in the future. Sometimes it's something that we've absorbed because we learned it somewhere along the way. Oftentimes, in one way or another, this energy stuck to us or we clung to it as a way of protection. And so take a moment to thank this energy for what it is, what it intended to do for you. Thank it for its purpose, its intention. And if it's hard to identify that, that's okay. Just notice again what this energy feels like, looks like, and sounds like. And now imagine that I just put a little wizard hat on you. And so you now have magical powers. Really feel the zest and the excitement of having a wizard hat on. And now, because you have those magical powers of the wizard hat, use the power of your hands to transform this energy into something that better serves your higher self. Notice that object, that energy transforming right now. Maybe even using your hands to mold it into a different shape, different texture. Allow your mind's eye to transform this energy right now for your highest good. As you breathe in, and as you breathe out, notice what this new energy looks like. Did the weight of it change? Did the temperature of it change? Notice the new texture. The new color. Notice any new smells or aromas. Notice any new sounds that this new energy creates. Really allow yourself to feel this new energy that you've just created as you hold it in the palms of your hands. And now exhale completely. And as you inhale, place that new energy back into that part of the body from which it came. And breathe that in. As if you've replaced that old energy with something new. And notice what that new energy feels like as you breathe it in. And it takes the place of whatever it was that you scooped out. Take another good deep inhalation in and allow that new energy to fully integrate into every level of your mind, body, heart, and spirit. And just notice how good that felt for you. To notice, transform, recreate, and reintegrate that new energy that is there for you. Good, and know that you can listen to this process as many times as you need to, for many different energies that can be stored in various areas of the body. And the reason something like this can be so effective is that the subconscious works off of metaphors and symbols. And so sometimes we need to stop talking about something and stop writing about something, and sometimes we just need to feel it and look at it and see it and hear it and smell it. And by changing the sensation, by changing the symbolism or the metaphor, and exchanging that new energy, that can create a deeper change and a faster change and evolution and transformation for us. For even in ancient times, we've always used symbols and metaphors in ritual and ceremony for these exact same reasons. And so again, as you breathe that in, just notice how that new energy feels. And let the rest of it go. And when you're ready, you can transition into the next part of the meditation.